Africa's Week in Pictures, 4-10 October 2024, date modified colon 2024-10-11 T0637:02.551Z, description colon a selection of the week's best photos from across the African continent and beyond, comma dot. Oil, Toil and Ink, Africa's Top Shots, a selection of the week's best photos from across the African continent and beyond, Roger Bosch / AFP, hoping to win hearts and minds with humor, Extinction Rebellion protesters pose as fossil fuel vampires preying on Mother Earth outside an oil producers' conference on Tuesday, in the South African city of Cape Town. The campaigners say time is running out to fix the global climate crisis, Khaled Desouki / AFP. Time is also on the mind of this market vendor in Cairo, Egypt, offering masses of watches for sale, Fethi Belaid / AFP. A voter in Tunisia dips their finger in ink to show they have already cast their ballot in Sunday's presidential election, Tixon Egiri / Reuters. On Sunday, people in the central Ethiopian town of Bishoftu mark Iricha, Tixon Egiri / Reuters. It is a Thanksgiving festival observed by the Oromo people, Michel Spatari / AFP, these men join celebrations held in the capital city, Addis Ababa, Michel Spatari / AFP, one tradition involves dunking freshly cut grass and flowers in water to thank Waka, meaning God, for the rainy season, which comes to an end at this time of year, Francis Kokoroko / Reuters, a man cleans impurities off a gold bar during the smelting process at a refinery in Ghana on Monday, Joris Balomi. / AFP, on the same day. This man in Chad's capital city of N'Djamena has little choice but to get around by canoe. The Lagan River has flooded this southeastern district called Tugaud, Adrian Dennis / AFP. On Monday, Chagos Icelanders living in the UK denounced the British government's decision to cede control of their homeland to Mauritius, saying they were not consulted and their sovereignty has once again been violated, Zoandrian Jaffe / Reuters. In Madagascar's capital Antananarivo on Monday, this miniature replica of the Eiffel Tower is seen from below. The 12-meter-high model is the work of Ruffin Rakotomalala, Philip Singer / EPA, and finally, as Mauritania's President Mohamed Ould Ghazouani is received at Germany's Bellevue Palace on Tuesday, a wild fox darts past the guardsmen and women, from the BBC in Africa This Week, the 91-year-old president who keeps defying death rumors. How friends became foes in Africa's diamond state, I found out I had cervical cancer while I was pregnant, seeing double. The twins who idolized Man Utd stars, Getty Images / BBC, go to bbcafrica.com. For more news from the African continent, follow us on Twitter, at BBC Africa, on Facebook at BBC Africa, or on Instagram at BBCAfrica. BBC Africa Podcasts, Africa Daily, Focus on Africa, Photography Africa.